Hi, my name is Bill Verneau, and I play the guitar with the Mars Hillbillies.
I'm Rusty Tweed. I play the mandolin.
I'm Reno McCormick. I play the fiddle, dobro, and banjo.
Keith Gamora, bass.
Tonight I'm sad, my heart is weary, wondering if I'm wrong or right.
Pickin' in the Pines is in its 10th year this year, and it's become this undeniable local institution. What's been the staying power of this festival?
This is Bill. I think what has happened with the Pickin' in the Pines Festival, it was organized by a group of local musicians here in town. It's been a long-held dream, and people have wanted the kind of bluegrass festival where some of the top talent in the nation and possibly even the world can come to, but also where there's a big campground scene, where there's a lot of jamming and homemade music as well.
What's fostered that community?
The community, though, this is Keith, the community has been pretty hungry for something, you know, of this ilk for a long time before this festival even started. So I think that it was sort of a natural that people would gravitate toward a fun end of the summer outdoor festival.
If I had known, I might have stopped fishing right then. It's just as well we don't know when things will never be that good again.
Pickin' in the Pines every year always is such a nice combination of these great national and regional bands with the locals. How has the contingent of Arizona musicians and bands dictated or affected the flavor of Pickin' in the Pines?
I would say that the local music around here reflects a lot of the diversity of the town of Flagstaff. So it's not really a traditional bluegrass scene here.
Sure, take a walk around the campground any night of the festival and you get quite a wide diversity of different kinds of styles out there.
That's right.
Gypsy jazz to bluegrass to folk and rock and roll.
Snowing on the town. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone.
Northern Arizona in general, and specifically Flagstaff, has become a real haven for traditional musicians. Why is this area such a place where people who play roots music coalesce?
Maybe we think that we're already halfway out into the wilderness here. And so, you know, us folks in Flagstaff, easy to sort of see the beauty in the bucolic, and that might include its music.
Oh, yes, believe me, it's true.
Well, thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure having you all in here and performing, and look forward to seeing you guys at Pickin' in the Pines.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Ryan.
It's been great talking to you, Ryan. Thanks for having us on.
I'll never love anybody but you, baby, baby. I'll never love anybody but you if you'll be my girl.